G'day and welcome to Part 8. We're now on day 15 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time of the fullness of redemption. The long-awaited-for King is here. His public ministry has begun in earnest. This is Jesus. Jesus' teaching is met with amazement, yet also fury. And we looked at last time how Jesus taught, what he taught, his methods, and who he taught. Today, we start looking at one particular aspect of his teaching, himself. Now, it may come as a surprise to you, but Jesus actually talks about himself a lot. But not only just talk about himself, but always putting those words into action. In other words, he backed up his claims with action, which even a cursory look at the Gospels will reflect. And that marks him out against all the other religious teachers of the world. John Stott says this about it. The self-centeredness of the teaching of Jesus immediately sets himself apart from the other great religious teachers of the world. They were self-effacing. Jesus was self-advancing. They pointed away from themselves, saying, "This is the truth so far as I perceive it. Follow that." Jesus said, "I am the truth. Follow me." So, what were some of the teachings of Jesus about himself? In John's Gospel, the writer John records statements where Jesus says, "I am." These are unique to John, and they are not recorded in the other three Gospels. Here, Jesus is reinforcing his claims to be God, because when he says, "I am," he is always referring back to the time when God revealed himself to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, and then also through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 41 verse 4. That's why crowds often picked up stones in order to kill him for blasphemy. That was in accordance, so they thought, with Deuteronomy chapter 13, which dictates that anyone who tries to turn people away from the living God is to be stoned to death. They knew Jesus was claiming to be the very God they thought they worshipped. Little did they know at the time that he was the living God. So, let's go look at our first I am. I am the bread of life. And reading from John chapter 6, verse 30. They answered, "Show us a miraculous sign if you want us to believe in you. What can you do? After all, our ancestors ate bread while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scriptures say Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said, "I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "give us that bread every day." Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But you haven't believed in me, even though you have seen me. However, those the Father has given me will come to me, and I will never reject them. For I have come down from heaven to do the will of God who sent me, not to do my own will. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them up at the last day. For it is my Father's will that all who see his Son and believe in him should have eternal life. I will raise them up at the last day." Then the people began to murmur in disagreement because he had said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? We know his father and mother. How can he say, 'I came down from heaven'?" But Jesus replied, "Stop complaining about what I said, for no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them to me, and at the last day I will raise them up. As it is written in the scriptures, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has ever seen the Father, only I who was sent from God have seen him. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes has eternal life. Yes, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, but they all died. Anyone who eats the bread from heaven, however, will never die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Anyone who eats the bread will live forever. And this bread, which I will offer so the world may live, is my flesh. Three times in this passage, Jesus refers to himself as the living bread. By this he meant that he was the only one who could gratify the appetite and yearning of every person's spirit and their spiritual needs. For those he was speaking to, bread was a basic staple food for living, just as it is for millions of people today. Jesus indicates, when saying he is the bread of life, that he will supply all needs. Just as he said to the woman at the well in John 4 verse 4 and repeats here, that whoever drinks his living water shall never again go spiritually thirsty. When Jesus referred to the bread in the desert, he talked of it being merely temporary, despite being a gift from God. He, however, as the true bread of life, would give permanent satisfaction and life everlasting to all those who believed and follow him. But this bread he offers has to be eaten. It has to be taken up by the person wanting spiritual life. In this passage from John 6, he offers glimpses of what is lying ahead for him. He also gives glimpses of the intimacy he held with God the Father. He gives glimpses of what's going to happen at the end of all time. Soon after this, some people stopped following him and abandoned him because they found it too difficult to understand. How easily people give up but not persevere. It's simple. Jesus is the bread of life. To have true spiritual life is to believe in him. No works or good deeds can earn this spiritual life from God. Just believe by having faith in Jesus alone. All spiritual needs are met through Jesus, alone as the bread of life. Jesus will supply needs. Always spiritual and always physical. This is only a glimpse of what Jesus taught about himself, and we continue on this theme tomorrow. Thank you.